Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, the toll that inconsistent shift work can take on an employee, and small businesses in Vietnam try to cash in on the summit next week between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Those stories after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Well, forget executive time. Many employees would trade anything just to have a reliable work schedule. A recent study examined common scheduling practices among the 80 largest retail firms in the U.S. and the toll they take on workers, especially grueling 2 days notice or less of when you're working and the short turnaround from the closing shift to the store opening shift. More from MarketWatch reporter Jacob Passy. Jacob, give us some findings.
Yeah, so researchers at the University of California at Berkeley and the University of California at San Francisco examined common scheduling practices among the largest retail firms in the country and, you know, looked at basically how it impacted workers' happiness and their family lives and things like that. And so what they found is basically that unlike, you know, someone who works a desk job, a lot of retail workers struggle with irregular schedules that you know, they may not know until a day in advance whether they're working, schedules where they are working a closing shift one day and then the opening shift the next day. And so this is a really tough situation for these workers because it makes their lives harder to manage, takes a toll on their health, etc.
So if the workers had ample time, like 2 weeks, knowing then that the schedule was going to be irregular, could they tolerate that? Is it the short notice sometimes that drives them crazy?
Yeah, the short notice is a huge issue just because, you know, especially because a lot of these workers are working for, you know, low salary, you know, minimum wage jobs. Not having notice means that it's much harder, especially if they're working part-time, to plan out, you know, working extra shifts at other jobs, picking up, you know, gig-type work here and there. And also, you know, if you have kids, if you're taking care of, you know, your parents or other loved ones, if you have school, you know, all these other aspects of one's personal life can become that much more complicated when you can't plan in advance for when you're going to be working.
What role does technology play in this?
So a lot of retail firms have begun implementing what is called on-demand scheduling technology. So these are basically software that use data analytics and artificial intelligence, studying everything from, you know, customer behavior when folks are coming into the store to weather, you know, if it's going to be rainy the next day, to determine how many workers the store needs at a given location, and, you know, what times they need to be scheduled for. And so this technology is making it easier for retailers to you know, make workers work on demand, and giving them less notice before they have to come in for work, and contributing to this problem that that a lot of retail employees are facing.
We're speaking with Jacob Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. His piece is called "Most Retail Employees Don't Work 9 to 5, and It's Making Their Lives Miserable." I'm sure that employers and schedulers would like to, I guess, have a better schedule here for the employees, too, because this could lead to turnover, right, if some of these folks aren't happy.
Yeah, you know, the researchers found that actually regular schedules were more effective at making workers happy than increasing salaries if the salaries were already pretty low to start with. You know, going from, you know, $8 an hour to $10 an hour didn't make as big of a difference as, you know, having a set schedule 2 weeks in advance. And that's because this is, you know, not only affecting people's lives to the extent that it's making it more complicated to figure out childcare and things like that, but, you know, it's creating stress. It's contributing to poor sleep schedules. And those can have a whole range of negative health effects, making it someone more likely to be overweight, to have hypertension, et cetera. And given all that, it's understandable that workers may want to change jobs. And in this economy, given that unemployment is actually so low right now, it's much easier for workers to find jobs. There's more competition among employers rather than competition among workers. And so, you know, if you're a retail worker, you might be able to find a better job, also taking into consideration the gig economy and the fact that, you know, the alternatives keep on expanding. So for the employer, they should think, very carefully before they start implementing this technology to consider how it might contribute to higher turnover and the extra costs that will bring.
You use the phrase clopening shifts, where you close at night and then you turn around the next morning and come in for the opening. Is that the worst when that's on short notice?
Yeah. I mean, I can't, that's definitely, if you don't get enough notice for that, you can't plan in advance to get more sleep the night before. It definitely makes matters very difficult. The researchers found that someone who works a clopening shift had a 67% chance of getting poor quality sleep, and that obviously has ripple effects for the workers. It makes the next day even more difficult, and so on and so forth. So I think it would be tough to say which is the worst, because all these are I consider myself lucky after reading this report that I get to work a fairly regular schedule. And so, I don't know if I would say that working a clopening shift is any worse than, having a shift canceled. 14% of workers said that they had a shift canceled on them in the past month. And imagine if you're working part time, and that directly means less money if you're working on an hourly salary. That I couldn't even imagine the stress that creates for someone if they're living paycheck to paycheck.
Thanks, Jacob. Market Watch reporter Jacob Passy. And finally, Kim Jong Ale, or how about a glass of Peace Negroniations? Reuters says bars in Vietnam's capital are cashing in on the second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next week with special concoctions. The manager of Standing Bar in Hanoi says Kim Jong Ale was inspired by the pure streams of Mount Paektu between North Korea and China. He says it's a volcano, so the beer has a hot and spicy flavor with a soft and fresh aftertaste. The Tannen Wine Bar in Hanoi's Old Quarter is offering the Peace Negroniations, a take on the classic Negroni cocktail made with pink grapefruit-flavored soju, vermouth, and a drop of Angostura bitters. The nearby Unicorn Pub is offering a special summit drink named Rocket Man, which includes soju, bourbon, and Fireball cinnamon whiskey, along with pineapple juice, vanilla, and grenadine. Other enterprising businesses hope to cash in on the occasion, too. One Hanoi barber is offering free haircuts to anyone wanting to copy the distinctive looks of Mr. Trump and Mr. Kim. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can catch our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. You can send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.